We learned Masechet Nazir Daf Lamed Amud Aleph, and we're starting two lines from the top. We're in the middle of a brisa, talking about a brisa, where there was machloikis with Rabbi Chanina when he was a child. His father made him into a Nazir, and he came in front of Rabbi Gamliel to be boidik him to see if he's of the right age that his father can make him into a Nazir. And there was machloikis there that he come to check if he was a gadol, which means if he had Shtei Saris after he was 13 years old, or to check if he was reached the age that he can make his own neder. And we said that's really machlekes tanoim, and that was the same machlekes tanoim as before, is until when could the father make him into a nazir? Could he make him into a nazir until 12 or until 13? And so the Gemara has a question now, lefi one of those shittas. So the Gemara says like this, they're coming to check him out, and Rav Chanina says a very smart thing. He's a child, he says a very smart thing. He says that if I'm a nazir for my father, I'll be a nazir for my father. If not, I'll be a nazir for myself. So basically he's saying that who cares if I'm a gadol or not? Either way, I'll be a nazir. So the Gemara asks that it's not so simple. He says, that's good. If he already has Shtei Saris, that if he comes to ask the child the day that his father made him into a nazir, and he comes that day, and they see that he has Shtei Saris, so then it's fine, he can become his own nazir. And if, after 30 days, they check him out, and they see that he's not a gadol, so good, his father, he was a nazir because of his father. But the problem is like this, he's saying, you don't have to check me. Why not? Because, manavshach. But the problem is like this, v'yaisi b'mitzi, my, what happens if you became a gadol in the middle of those 30 days of his naziris? What's the Gemara's kasha? Like Taisus explains, if someone is a nazir through his father, and then in the middle of those days he becomes a gadol, the halach is that his naziris of his father is batal. He became a gadol now, and he can't bring kabbonis because his naziris is batal. That's the halacha. And you can't have a naziris 15 days because of your father and 15 days because of yourself. So he's saying like this, he said, don't check me because it makes no difference. The problem is, let's say it becomes a gadol in the middle of 30 days, what's it going to be? If you're like a Rabbi Yehuda, that the only question was, is he 12 or not, and could he make his own neder? So then, the halacha is different. By, if you would turn 12 in the middle of your father's nazir, that he made you into a nazir, then the halacha is not paka, like Tosfos points out in different maskal hanicha. Why? Because it's not seiseres, because it's just a din that you can make your own neder now, so there's no din chinuch anymore. But lamaisa, or whatever, as far as there's no din halacha mashin anymore. But lamaisa, the nazir is a good nazir, and didn't fall off because he didn't actually become a gadol. He just became of age that he can make his own naziris. So there it's not a problem. If he says the man of shach, I want to be a nazir, it's fine. Even if he's 12 right now, he's becoming a nazir himself. And if he's not, then he already became a nazir as his father. And even if he turns 12 in the middle of 30 days, it's fine. But if you go like Rebbe, that we're talking about a shayla of Yavi Shtei Saris, so maybe he turned to a gadol in the middle of 30 days, and then he doesn't have any naziris, he can't bring kabbonis. So what's he talking about saying, you know, I'll keep next 30 days manav shach, if my father or myself? It's not true, it might be a mix of two, and that can't be. So Gemara answers, you're right. Amri le Rebbe leka tekanta ad yosef delei v'yosef avuyi. This etzah that he gave, they said, don't check, and either way, I'll be a nazir, is only if he does it for 60 days. That means he goes 30 and 30. If he does 30 and 30, so then, the man of shach, whatever he is, the man of shach will have an aziris. Because if, let's say, he turns 13 in the 45th day, so he already had a full 30 days under with his nazir, out his father, lachom ha'ish v'sinai. And if he turns, and if he couldn't do that, so then, let's say he turned to gadol in the middle of the first 30 days, so then the second Naziris is the real Naziris, and he's bringing carbonus for that. There's no tzaddik, two times a Nazir. He says, either way, I want to be a Nazir, either because of my father or because of me, whichever one happens. And one of them definitely could happen. Whenever he takes Shtei Saris, one of them definitely could happen. If Shtei Saris is in the middle of the second 30, then the first Naziris will be a Naziris. If he brought Shtei Saris in the middle of the first 30 days, then the second Naziris will be a Naziris, as himself, as a Tanai himself. And therefore, it was a good idea that Rabbi Chanina gave. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. The Mishnah we're going to learn with the Girsa of Tosfos. So it might be slightly different than the Girsa we read in the Mishnah, but this Girsa of Tosfos, actually, if someone has an article Gemara, they'll see that they went with Girsa of Tosfos as well. Zok the Mishnah. Ha'ish megaleach al naziris aviv. The halacha is, we had this before, it's halacha Moshe Messinai maybe, or maybe halacha Moshe Messinai pashtus, according to Rabbi Yechon, we'll see it's halacha Moshe Messinai, that a ish is megaleach al naziris aviv. Ve'ein isha megalechas. But a isha is not megalechas on the naziris aviv. What does that mean, Ketzad? Misha hoya huva aviv nazirim. If he and his father were nazirim, it means Reuven and his father Yaakov were nazirim, ve'hifish aviv moyes l'nazirusai. And his father put aside money for his naziris, umeis, the father died. So now the son says, you know what, I'll use that money for my naziris when I finish my naziris. So Rabbi Yossi Omer, Harei il yiplu nadava. That money falls to nadava. Why? Because it does not, the lachem machine does not work in such a case. Ve'ezahu megalech naziris aviv. What is the case that it does work, that you could do that? Harei shoya aviv nazir, if the father was a nazir, v'hoi lamayestumim, and he had money put aside for the naziris, umeis, and he died. The father died. And the son was not a nazir yet. And then afterwards, v'amar, after the death of his father, Reuven says, v'amar, hareini nazir amenasha agleach hamayest abba, I want to be a nazir amenasha, I'll use my father's money for my naziris. Zeush megaleach naziris aviv. In this case, he can use his father's money. That's lachem machshavas sinai. So basically like this, the lachem machshavas sinai is dafka in a case where he was not a nazir yet. But because then, after his father died, the whole Kabbalah's Naziris was al das to use his father's money. That's what Lachem Moshe Messina is. But if he became a Nazir in his father's lifetime, before his father died, in that case, you don't have this Lachem Moshe Messina. Because there became a Nazir, not al das to use his father's money. So that's what it says in our Mishnah. Now, our Mishnah doesn't have two Tanayim. The Mishnah just says, Ha'ishma Galeach Naziris Avim is going to Ketzad, such a case. Rabbi Yossi says it does not work. What works is this. There's no Tanakama here. It's just one Mishnah that Rabbi Yossi is telling us there's a difference between if the Naziris, the son Reuven was a Kabbal Naziris in his father's lifetime, or after he died, he said, I want to become a Nazir on my father's money. That's our Mishnah. Klar, Moshe? The Mishnah's klar? Good. Zakat to Gemara. It says, ain't Isha Megalechas. The Isha doesn't work.
What does it mean?
That the Isha can't do that to her father. Let's say the same exact case. The father is says, I want to be a Nazir. He puts aside money. He dies. Then the Isha says, no, I want to be a Nazir. I'll dash my father's money. It doesn't work. So very good to point that out. The Gemara starts off right with that. Remember, my time, what's Pshat? It doesn't work for the daughter, for the Isha. I'm Rav Yechidon, halachi ibn Nazir. It's halachal moish mesinai by Nazir. So, for example, Pshita, my memory, Nia Lachem Moshe said a daughter is not included. My memory, the Ben Yerushalayim, Vaslai. What's the Havamina that a daughter could use his father's money for Naziris? The daughter's not being Yerush the money, the son's being Yerush the money. So, Tais points. Yeah, but that's not called. That's not regularly Yerush. That's if she needs Mizainis, so she gets. You have to support from the money for the Mizainis. But that's not called Yerusha. It's a good question, but it's not called Yerusha. Now, the question is, the Gemara's Lashon is very strong. What is my timer? What's the reason why Isha not? So Rabbi Yechon answers, Lachem Moshe Sinai. So we ask the Kasha, what are you asking my timer then if it's so Pashit? So Tosis points out that the Gemara's like that in other places, that my timer is part of the words of Rabbi Yechonon. Rabbi Yechonon was saying, "My time on Rabbi Yechonon. What's the reason? It's all part of him. Halachi v'nazir. In fact, on Rabbi Yechonon, what do you do? Lachem Moshe Sinai. It's Pashit. The bas not Yerush of it." So Mar says, you're right. The case was, he only has a daughter, and therefore she's Yerush. You would think maybe, the halacha is by Yerushim. Kamash v'lo, no. It's halacha l'moishim esinai. It's not, the reason why a bas is not included is not because it's not because she's not Yerush, because even if she's the only daughter, and she is Yerush, still you won't have the halacha megaleach al naziris aviv. Why not? Because halacha l'moishim esinai. The halacha says that even when she's the Yerush, she still cannot use her father's money for naziris, and not like a son who could.